I'm very happy now to welcome filmmaker Ilana Lapid. Her film Red Mesa premiered at the 2009 New York Latino International Film Festival in August and recently won Best Short Film at the 2009 Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival, and it is now eligible for nomination for an Oscar. The film is screening several times this week at the Santa Fe Film Festival. Welcome, Ilana, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
So this is a short film that packs a great punch, and it packs a lot into a short amount of time, about 17 minutes. It's about a young woman who is the granddaughter of a cattle rancher near the border of Mexico. She falls in love with a young Mexican laborer, and she wants to run away with him, but is unable to tell her grandfather. What was the inspiration for the story?
The story came out of my having grown up in many border regions, including living near the U.S.-Canada border for some years and living in Israel and then moving to New Mexico when I was 12 and going to high school in New Mexico and being very interested in border issues and in the complexities of the border and in the ways in which people often have to make difficult decisions and have conflicting loyalties in border regions. And also having had a five-year relationship with a Mexican man myself who grew up as a migrant worker and is now finishing his PhD at USC in film and is a filmmaker himself, and I traveled extensively with him in Mexico, and so I was really interested in finding a story that was situated on the border and that tried to humanize and empathize with my characters.
It's interesting, and the film kind of shows that in a subtle way, that somebody just depending on a little quirk of fate might end up in a detention center or might end up in a wonderful job somewhere else.
Right, yeah. I think that the film has a lot to do with communication and miscommunication and the failure to communicate and the challenges that exist for meaningful communications when we're dealing with a relationship that between people that come from different cultures, per se. And really, the character Lynn is faced with the challenge of having to own up to her heart and tell her grandfather that she is in love and she wants to leave with her partner, but she doesn't find the strength and the courage to do that, and it's her failure to be true to herself that leads to this miscommunication and ultimately this tragic set of circumstances.
Which we won't tell people about in case they go and see the movie. Tell us about the making of the film. You're from southern New Mexico. Was it shot close to home?
Yeah, we shot the film on Coralitos Ranch, Brian Foster's ranch, that's close to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and also in a house in Garfield, New Mexico. The interior of the house was shot separately than the exterior of the cattle ranch. And the film was really made with a tremendous amount of support from New Mexico. It was my MFA thesis project from the USC School of Cinematic Arts. So I shot it with a crew that was made up of some students from USC, a large number of New Mexico filmmakers. And we had the support of the New Mexico Film Office, and we qualified the film as a FTTP training vehicle, which meant that I actually had union mentors from Local 480 come and mentor in four departments some student filmmakers so that they could, in working on Red Mesa, get training and in their own path to becoming filmmakers. So that was really exciting to come home to my hometown, essentially, and to be welcomed so warmly and to get so much support from the community and from local filmmakers.
There's dialogue in the film in English and in Spanish, and of course a lot of what's most important in the film is not spoken. As a director, I suppose you are really learning that craft of expressing what needs to be said without words.
Yeah, I personally am a big fan of visual storytelling as much as possible, and I ended up cutting down the script, had a lot more dialogue in it originally, and it ended up that that oftentimes we just were able to communicate the emotion in simply a look between two characters, and it wasn't necessary to have them speak words to each other. So there's a sparseness that I was hoping to convey in the style of the film that would really evoke the stillness of the land, and these characters live in largely in isolation from other people and spend a lot of their time outside working the cattle. And so I wanted there to be a sense of that, of the geography and the specificity of this region. That's why we decided that we wanted Gabriel, who plays Octavio, to speak in Spanish, and Jessica, who plays Lynn, to speak in English.
And I was glad that you did that, because it does remind one how many people in these border areas are bilingual, at least in their ability to understand each other, if not to speak.
Right, yeah. And in preparing for the film, I actually spent some time, a lot of time, with ranching families in Deming specifically and around that area. And I wanted to understand some of the realities and the challenges of being a cattle rancher in southern New Mexico, and actually sent the actress to live on this ranch for about a week to prepare for the role, which was, she had a great time doing that. Jessica Spotts, and actually the two cowboys in the beginning of the movie are not actors. They're actually, they're ranchers, and they're the ones that very generously trucked in the cattle and the horses, and then they ended up also playing parts in the film.
It is interesting that you had her live there for a week, because it really made a difference. There's a feeling of somebody who knows the air and the land and the ranching life that this actress gives off. Are you going to work with? She's terrific, and so is the leading male young man.
Yeah.
Are you going to work with them again?
Well, I certainly hope so. I was very lucky that I had such a great cast. Tom Bauer, who has been in so many films, and he is incredibly generous and very much a supporter of independent filmmaking. And he, none of the actors were paid to be part of the film, and they came and really just, it was a lot of generosity of spirit that went into making this film. And Gabriel Rivera is from El Paso, actually, so I cast him locally. And I hope to work with all of them again. Right now I'm writing a feature that is based on the world of Red Mesa, although working with different characters, and still a border story, and I'm very excited to come back to New Mexico to direct my first feature. It's always been a dream of mine, and I really hope to get to work again with some of the crew that I worked with on Red Mesa, and have it again be an opportunity for New Mexico filmmakers to get experience and training, if that's possible.
Ilana Lapid's film is called Red Mesa. It's a short film that is screening at the Santa Fe Film Festival, and it's screening on Thursday, the 3rd of December at 9 o'clock, along with a feature film called This Song is Old. And then it's screening again as part of the set of short films called Expresión en Corto Number 2, the set of shorts series number 2. And people can look at SantaFeFilmFestival.com to get more information. And Ilana Lapid's film can also be found on the net at RedMesaMovie.com. We look forward to seeing you in Santa Fe, and we look forward to seeing more of your work in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.